Welcome back to another episode of the Pressing Forward Podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about four things that I wish I knew as a younger athlete. And I'll just, you know, start right into it. The first would be to understand and appreciate patience. You know, I feel like as a younger athlete, you know, I've always had this, you know, mentality of just wanting to get on the field and wanting to contribute right away, which is not a bad thing at all. And, you know, some guys are fortunate to be able to do that, come in and do that. But, you know, that wasn't the case for me. You know, I ended up having a redshirt and things like that. But, yeah, no, I think really understanding that, you know, everybody, you know, takes their own little time. They take their time to bloom, you know. You know, what you're chasing isn't going to go anywhere. And, you know, it takes time to really perfect your craft. And just really understanding the game, having a better understanding of the game, like, you know, you shouldn't shy away from that, you know. You know, just do your best to, you know, if you have to redshirt and, you know, actually watch on the sidelines, you know, what's important is taking those mental reps and making sure that you are ready when your time is called. Because, you know, as the game goes, you never know when your moment is going to be called. So just making sure that you're ready is key. So, but, you know, just patience, man. Like, you know, it's going to take you some time to become the player that you kind of foresee yourself becoming. And then secondly, leaving no stones unturned. What does that mean? That means it's giving everything you have within the time that you have, right? I think the most important thing, one of the most important things as well, is also to understand, like, you know, you only have but so much time to play the game. And while you're a young athlete, you don't really think about these things. You're sort of just taking it as, like, you can almost take it for granted, you know. The game can be taken away at any point. At any point, you can have some sort of injury that, you know, is a career-ending injury or whatever the case may be, and, you know, you're no longer playing the game. So I think the most important thing, man, is to really just give it everything you got, right? You know, for me, that was one of the things I told myself as a younger athlete, like, no matter how this thing ends or no matter how it goes, like, I'm going to make sure that, you know, when I'm done with this game and I'm ready to, you know, step away from the game, like, I know I gave it everything I got, like, everything. Like, and I could sleep at night knowing that, you know, I really gave it everything. And I could confidently say that, like, you know, while I was playing the game, I really gave it everything, you know. So, you know, just taking the time out and really reflecting on, like, you know, what it is you want to get out of the game. And, you know, mapping it out and making sure that, you know, you're showing up every single day. To be the best possible player that you could be. And, like, every day is not going to be perfect. There's going to be days that you're going to, you know, practice not going to be the greatest. You're not going to have the greatest practice. You're not going to have the greatest game. But, you know, you got to take those stuff to the chin. You can't harp on your losses. And, you know, just for me, speaking from my position, I played defensive back. So you kind of have to have that short-term memory, you know, in order to play the position. So, you know, just getting over that, you know what I mean? Like, just show up, you know, try to be the best player you could be every single day. And, you know, it's not that you need to make any comparisons to the next man over to you. You just want to show up as the best you and let that be what you compete with, you know, and what you end up competing with. What you realize is your competition isn't really the next person. It becomes yourself, you know. When you really get into that mode, it really becomes you against you every single day. And, you know, you're the only person that, you know, can get in the way or hinder your own progress or your success. So, yeah. And then thirdly, I would say, and this is kind of, I feel like, out of all the things, if there's nothing that you take away from what I'm saying right now, take away this, right, is not to base your whole identity and being an athlete. And that's easier said than done, because for a lot of us, you know, we've been playing this game since we were young. Like, young, I mean, backyard, organized, whatever the case may be, you've been playing this game for so long that it just becomes so ingrained in who you are. But I would also recommend, like, hey, you know, find other interests, like find other things that, you know, spark your interest, and really explore other options. Like, you know, I got a friend, man, and he skateboards. He's one of my best friends. He skateboards, and it might not look like something that I guess it's kind of unorthodox for, I guess, a football player, whatever the case may be, but like he enjoys it. Like he genuinely enjoys skateboarding, and just seeing how passionate he is about it is amazing, man. And that's what I would, you know, suggest, is exploring other things that, you know, make you, you know, feel like yourself, that make you happy. You know what I'm saying? So it's so important to put yourself in situations where, you know, you're not always as comfortable. Like, you know, going to different, you know, events or whatever the case may be, there's something going on campus that you feel like, you know, you wouldn't normally go to, you know, why not? Why not just go to it? They're doing like an art club or some sort of fair or whatever the case may be, man. Just put yourself in uncomfortable situations to where, you know, you have no choice but to grow. But yeah, man, I think that's really important, because for a lot of athletes, when the game is done, when the ball stops dribbling, when the crowd is no longer cheering your name, and, you know, they ain't screaming the touchdowns and whatever the case may be, they ain't screaming your name when you score or whatever, you know, you have to deal with that, and you have to find yourself outside of, you know, this identity that you've sort of created for yourself in the past couple years. So, you know, I think it's important to focus, obviously focus on the game, but like, you know, you're going to have some time to where you can, you know, venture off and do different things. So to really take the time out to really reflect, in who you want to be, outside of the game, and, how exactly you can make that happen. And, you know, just seek out, you know, people that, you know, have done what you're trying to do, or maybe are doing something that you might be interested in. You know, ask questions, be inquisitive. You know, you see something you like, hey, excuse me, blah 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 blah. I'm interested in what you have going on. Is there any way I can learn from you, right? And then, you know, fourth would be just to be yourself, man. I think that's also an important topic as well, is just to be yourself, man. Like, what does that even mean? Like, when I, in my sense of saying be yourself is like, you know, what's corny to somebody else might be something that really sparks you. That's your interest. And, you know, you have to be comfortable enough to say, you know, this might not be your thing, but this is my thing, and I enjoy this. And really not care what somebody else thinks about you. You know what I mean? Not care, you know, what might come from making a decision that you feel like, hey, this is what's better for me. This is what's helping me. This is what helps me function. This is what helps me feel like a better person. And just go about doing that, you know. You know, just surround yourself with the right people, you know. Surround yourself with the right people, you know what I mean? Like, I think oftentimes we surround ourselves with people that, you know, relate to our past a lot, which is, it's not a bad thing, and that's usually what people bond over, is it's almost what it's called, is trauma bonding, right? We share the same background, we share the same upbringing, so that's kind of what joins us. But you need to be cognizant of where you're also heading as well, you know, not forgetting where you came from, but also be very aware of where you're headed. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up for today, man. And the only thing I can say, man, for the young athletes, is to just continue to keep pressing forward. Just continue to keep pressing forward. Keep showing up. Keep doing what you have to do. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You know, whatever you want to make happen or accomplish, you can accomplish. Just keep working. You know, continue to keep God first. And the sky's the limit, man. Maybe not. There is no limit. Peace out. And that concludes today's episode. be sure to follow us on Instagram at Pressing Forward. And, you know, make sure you guys are subscribing. That would be greatly appreciated. That's the way we keep this thing going. You know, we want to continue to make episodes and topics and things that relate to the audience. So be sure to subscribe on there. And you're more of a visual person. This episode is available on YouTube as well. So be sure to follow us on there. Share this episode. As I love to say, man, you never really know who you can help in. So, you know, you share this episode with a friend. You know, you can check out our previous episodes. A bunch of topics on there. So, press forward and have a nice one.